And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Here on a Wednesday morning, today we're getting an update from USD 3D3, Manhattan Ogden Schools. We'll also hear from members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition here in just a bit as well. Joining us here via Zoom this morning from USD 3D3, we have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. We also have Board Vice President Daryl Eady joining us on the call as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How's it going today?
Going all right. Not too bad. My kids are excited because they get a couple days home this week with parent-teacher conferences. Actually, an extended weekend for the elementary school. So, as I understand it, the next couple days, no school for them. And they will continue at the high school and middle school. Right, Eric?
Yep. Elementary conferences set this week. So, yeah, it's tomorrow's full day of conference for most elementary schools. And then Friday's their comp day and Monday in service. So, yeah, and another extended break for our elementary. But we do have secondary schools. So middle school, high school, you're still in session Thursday, Friday, but not Monday.
Yep. All right. Well, it's getting to that time of the year. We're kind of almost to fourth quarter. I can't believe it, but it's just around the corner. Won't be too long. And lots going on here in the district right now. You mentioned the parent-teacher conferences, and there's a big school board meeting tonight with a decision on the pandemic response plan, which I think a lot of people will be eagerly anticipating to see the board's decision here tonight. It looks like things are starting to improve somewhat, Eric.
Yeah, it definitely looks that from our metrics and kind of the feeling we get from everybody. And as we put out last month, that, you know, we would look to relax those masking requirements if we're able to. That's the recommendation that's going to come from the administration to the Board of Education tonight. There's some requirements. Masking on buses is a federal regulation that we don't really get an option on that. We can't bypass that. And there's also some exposure requirements coming back from the health department. So, but basically going to an optional masking K-12, not pre-K, because there's no vaccine available for those little ones yet.
Right. Well, it's interesting, Daryl. We see this coming up here. It's hard to believe it's been almost 2 years of this going on here. But for you personally here, seeing this on the agenda tonight, you got to be optimistic, huh?
Oh, I'm very pleased. Yes. The only thing in the last probably couple months has helped us through is because we've had a lot of cold and flu going through, and I think the hands and the, you know, the washing of the hands especially is helpful during that time, and the mask may have helped to curtail that a little bit, because that's been pretty strong out there this year. I don't know if we're getting double whammied from last year or what the deal is, but we've had a lot of colds and flu this year.
Certainly.
True. Yeah. That I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, you see where we're at here compared to 1 month ago, and it's like a complete 180, it almost seems like. With the cases. So, it's certainly interesting to see here. And I know there's always mixed reactions here. So, we're not exactly sure how the vote will go tonight, but, certainly the recommendation is there. And, that is at least, room for people to be at least somewhat excited, I think, going forward. I think if I remember right, the only time that the masking's really changed this year was at the high school level back in the fall.
Believe
yeah, back at the high school, basically November through winter break, and we were reasonably successful with that. But the numbers were better in the community. We just saw that explosion over break and came back. It was really difficult that first month of January, but we think we're in a good spot now.
And as far as this, the way that this has been handled, I think has gone pretty well. Because you're following the metrics here and whatnot. I imagine, God forbid, you go to mask optional and then you have a spike in cases, you have the ability to pivot, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're always keeping the – sorry, go ahead, Daryl.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, we're ready to change if we have to, but I think at this point, from what we've seen, I think we're ready for options to change. Get some fresh air out there. Be nice.
Sure. Well, again, that'll be the big thing here on the meeting here tonight for the school board members. Meeting again starts at 6:30. Some other things on the agenda tonight. There's going to be an update from the Committee for Diversity and Inclusion, the annual report. Tell us a little bit more about what that they'll be discussing.
Oh, you know, I haven't read through the report. I just kind of skimmed through it. That's kind of Dr. Wade's committee. But always, you know, the Committee for Diversity and Inclusion is always given input and advice on some things we can look at, some policies, some recruitment, retention strategies. So they have some pillars they set up as some goals and some subgroup areas to kind of push forward and improvement. And I think they'll report on that progress tonight. So it'll be good to hear.
I think when that committee was first put up, we kind of just threw something out there and wanted something we didn't know what was out there. And tonight, I think they're bringing up more of an outline of what their intents are going to be for that committee and going forward and giving ideas for us, you know, to help us with the students and stuff as well and the staff.
All right. That'll be one of the spoken reports here tonight. Also on the agenda tonight, we have some updates on construction coming up.
Yeah, probably one of the big things in new business, we have the GMP, the guaranteed maximum price for our central kitchen and transportation project, which kind of took a detour from what we were expecting and hoping and changed a little bit. So we'll get a little update on that when with bid prices in. I think Trish will also kind of give an update on the high school where we're at and where we're at with Eugene Field coming to the end of its construction line. Projects seem to keep going well. We still have those elementary schools out there that need the shelters and the additional gym space for the equity concerns that we've got pushing out this summer. So we should get an update on that as well.
Well, I know one of the things we've been talking about is lead times for some of the equipment, especially for the kitchen, it seems, the walk-in freezers and coolers and flash coolers out there. Because it's taking a long time to get that equipment and stuff in place and brought in. And we have to make special concessions to get everything done and planned out right.
Eric, remind me the timeline here. I've had a lot of people ask me this. I know the students will go from East Campus to West Campus at some point next year. Are you guys targeting the middle of next year?
We're probably, we reported this at the last construction update, I believe, that even if we finish construction mid-year, at best case scenario, we're going to finish mid-year, but the opportunity to make a transition because of all the furniture and everything moving partway through the year. Right now, the plan is to keep students at the ninth grade center for all of the 22-23 school year and then make our transition the next full school year.
Okay.
I think it would be hard to, you know, when they finally get used to East Campus and figure out their way around there and then moving them up into, you know, one of the largest high schools in the state of Kansas could be a difficult transition as well. But I think we saw just as we moved College Hill, you know, from a Trinity Presbyterian into College Hill, that was quite an undertaking for those 10 classrooms. I have a hard time believing we'd be able to do that appropriately over 2 weeks of Christmas with the entire ninth grade center moving up to the West Campus. But we'll be able to move in slowly, and I think we'll get some classrooms transitioned over. But for the next year, we're planning on ninth graders for the most part being at the ninth grade campus at 901 points.
I think we've given enough stress and pressure on our teachers and administrators that we don't want to push it too hard, and especially in the middle of the year, it could be quite a transition. Thinking of taking your classroom from one building totally, you know, mile up the street to the next building, it's a lot of work. I think they've had enough pressure. Let's take it in nice, easy steps for everybody.
Sure. All right. Thanks for that clarification. 9:16 here at News Radio KMN. Let's take our time out and come back with more From Eric Reed, Daryl Eady joining us here on In Focus this morning, News Radio KMAN.